Now it's time for your hosts, the Wonder Twins of Customer Experience, Adam Toporek and Jeannie Walters.
So, Jeannie, I have a question. Would you like to be frictionless or memorable? That's sort of a devil's bargain there, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, what's interesting, there was an article a few months ago in Harvard Business Review, and it was entitled, Must We Choose Between Frictionless and Memorable CX? So the authors, there's like five of them, so check out the article, have it linked in the show notes. But they surveyed like 4,500 U.S. consumers, about 134 different brands, and I think it was like five different industries. And what was interesting is they were seeing like, you know, is there a point of diminishing returns between memorable and frictionless? Can you be both? Right? Because a lot of times when we think about what's memorable, well, there's some heavy lifting involved, right?
Right.
So, well, Sorry,
I was just going to say, I think the challenge that we have in customer experience sometimes is that if we don't define these choices from the beginning, then we don't know what trade-offs we need to make. And so it just becomes kind of everybody, you know, running very fast towards both frictionless and memorable and wow moments and everything else. And and the customer doesn't necessarily benefit from all of that. We need to make sure that we understand what they specifically want as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's the interesting thing is where do these two concepts align and is there a point where they diverge? So let's talk about the research a little bit. One of the things was they found a positive correlation between both frictionless and memorable experiences and consumer sentiment and spending behavior. Okay. We've been talking about that for how many years now? So that's good. That sort of just, you know, they confirmed what we've already been talking about a lot. Second, they found the relationships varied by industry. I don't think that's a big shock either. But here's what we got interesting, and this is really the basis of the article in our discussion today. Their third finding was that they said there are zero-sum games at a certain point when pursuing both frictionless and memorable experiences, you know, as a competitive strategy. So brands can only grow so much by pursuing that joint strategy of being both. And they say at a certain point, you have to choose one or the other. You're going to be increasingly frictionless or increasingly memorable.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean about the trade-offs. I think sometimes if you don't define who you are and who you are to your customers specifically, what promises you've made to them, then you don't necessarily know what the right decision is at any point in the journey for your customers. This falls right into what I always talk about with customer experience mission, because if you decide that you want to be that frictionless company, then that helps everybody make better judgment calls on behalf of the customer. And there are trade-offs sometimes, and we have to accept that. We can't be all things to all people all the time. And so
Speak for yourself, Jeannie. Jeez, I mean, come on.
I know. Well, the exception to the rule, of course, is here with us today.
Jeannie.
In the form of Adam Toporek. So I think that's part of it, is making sure you define. And then, you know, another thing that I think is interesting to think about is what is your customer really experiencing? Are they trying to get something done? And that could be much more frictionless, right? Like that might be the priority there. Or are they trying to feel something? So, for instance, if I'm paying a parking ticket, I want that to be frictionless, right? I'm not doing that to experience something as an emotional return on that, except to get it done.
But you're just not sucking the marrow out of life, Jeannie, I don't think.
But if I'm going to a concert, that's all about feeling a certain way, and you want that to be memorable. So I think that's the other equation here, and that, you know, as CX leaders, we have to think about these things kind of in advance. We have to make sure we know what we're actually planning for, instead of just saying we're going to provide a frictionless experience, which I hear a lot of leaders just say, frankly.
Well, and let's be clear, you know, the research says at a certain point. So this choosing who you are and choosing where your focus is, that is at a certain point. Let's take your concert example. I still want buying the ticket to be frictionless. I want parking to be frictionless. I want going into the stadium to be frictionless. I want Well, the bathroom's never frictionless, but I want the concession stand to be frictionless, right? I mean, you want all of the logistical things, the things that aren't part of the core experience that you're craving.
Right.
You still want those to be frictionless. So
absolutely.
That's one, yeah, and that's one of the things, you know, that you want to focus on is understanding where these two, when they're together and when they finally split apart for whatever your business model mm-hmm. is. Because there's no reason, let's assume you're paying the parking ticket in person for whatever reason, okay? If you're just sending it in the mail, it should just be frictionless or paying it online. But there's no reason if it's in person, there can't be somebody who's well-trained with a smile, mm-hmm. right? Who does something to wow your day, hands you a little, you know, cutout of a sun with a happy face, whatever it may mm-hmm. be, right? There's no reason there can't be a little bit of, you know, wow moment there, a little bit of friction added to what needs to be, to your point, a very frictionless experience in general.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I blogged about this or mentioned this several years ago, but there was one day I was at O'Hare Airport, as I used to be a lot, and I was standing in line for the security people. And there was one guy, they had three, you know, booths kind of open, and there was one guy that was just having a ball. And every single person who came up to him, he would look at the license and look at them and say, wow, you do have really blue eyes. Or like, I really like, you know, there was a woman who had a bright purple trench coat, I remember, and he was like, he was like, I see all these drab trench coats, but you walk in here with that and make my day. And it was just like, you were standing in line, literally like, I hope I get this guy. Because he was making it such an experience that is usually kind of drudgery, right? And they barely look at you and you feel like you're just kind of doing the thing that gets you to the next stage in the travel journey. And so that's an example of something that, you know, you want it to be frictionless, but he went the kind of extra mile to make that experience.
Well, no, it's a great example. I had the similar, not quite as, yours was like level 10, mine was like a level 7, but you know, they're like, okay, put your stuff, take your stuff out of the backpack, put your shoes on the, they have to say it like 100 times, right?
Right, right.
So this guy was like making a song out of it and dancing a little and, you know, sort of jazzing it up at least.
That's great. Yeah, I think to your point and to this article's point, or the research, I should say, we put so much emphasis on some of these big moments in the journey and and we say things to our people like, just make it frictionless. Like, what's wrong? And I think all of this points back to the fact that we really need to think about what is the promise that we made? How can we live up to that in the best way? And then if we can turn that volume up on the memorable when it's already been frictionless, or on the frictionless maybe to make it more memorable, you know, all of those types of things. They're going back to the concert example, there's been a ton of research lately about what it's like to be a woman who goes to a sporting event and has to go to the bathroom, because
that was my point.
It takes more time for women to go to the bathroom. And so what they've figured out.
They figured this out? That's real?
They did. They literally timed people. They also started doing things like putting in some stadiums, they started putting in TVs with the feed of the game so that people didn't feel like they were missing things, because people started equating the value of the experience with how much time did they miss. And so they would say, oh, I missed this much time. I didn't get the value I wanted out of that experience. So they're experimenting with things like that, too, which is really interesting to think about, too, because that kind of hits both those points, the frictionless and the memorable.
Absolutely. So it was an interesting article. And I think the lesson we would, you know, ask you to take away from this is really think about who you are and who your customers are. And how you can basically use both concepts, as always, we talk mm-hmm. frictionless and, of course, memorable, but when and how to sort of strategically deploy it, and in the end, who you are, which one is the most important at the end of the road for you.
Yep, yep. All right, well, this is another, hopefully, frictionless.
We hope.
And memorable experience with us here on Crack the Customer Code. We always so appreciate our listeners. Thank you for listening to us. Crack the Customer Code is a proud member of C-Suite Radio, so be sure to check out all of the business content at csuiteradio.com and csuitetv.com. I'm Jeannie Walters. You can learn more about me at experienceinvestigators.com.
And I'm Adam Porgan. You can find out more about me at customersthatstick.com. Until next time, take care of yourself.
You take care. care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.